Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
Welcome to you all. I just made a new friend, Ty, the GoDaddy guy. That's what he has to be known as. Ty, the GoDaddy guy. I've been having a couple of little snafus here and there on my website. I noticed that I can't really get in on my website and post new things that I'd like you to, like usually things that I talk about on this show. I post it on the website in case anybody goes there to check it out. You know, hey, what's going on? Well, I wonder what he's talking about. Shit like that. Well, it won't let me do that. It suddenly stopped agreeing with me. And I hear from audience members, Rodney reached out. Rodney. And he says, I can't even see your site. What's happening? And I found out, according to Ty, the GoDaddy guy, that that is known as white screen of death. So I can't get in on the backside of my website. You know I love getting in on the backside. And anybody else, they can't get in on the front side. So that's confusing. So I call GoDaddy. Now, I thought this was going to be prime for send me into artificial intelligence, AI hell. Please confirm your account. Give us a email. And then when you, and they actually want me to spell it out, Eric@ericzaneshow.com. And then I have to actually say E as in egg, R as in Randy. They want me to do that. So I do that for all of the letters in Eric@ericzaneshow.com. Which takes like forever. And then it says, sorry, didn't catch that. Do it again. And I'm like, ah, fucking shit. So then finally, the AI gets fed up with me and says, hang on. We'll put you in touch with one of our people or whatever it is. The wait is 4 minutes. Hit pound if you want to skip the music that we play. And so I don't want to hear the music. And so I hit pound. What do I hear? Music. I'm like, oh, God. So it's terrible. And then finally, this dude gets on, opens up a couple of, this is how they do it. You have a website. I have the domain through GoDaddy, and it's a WordPress site for some of you IT people. You know what the fuck's going on here. But he's like speaking another language to me. He goes, oh, you might have problems with the plugins or this or that. And I don't really know how to, you're going to need, they want you to pay them for the time to get the site up and running. Now, this is something that has no moving parts, obviously. So how it just stops working, I don't know. I have no idea. Adam writes, didn't some guy named Jericho used to help with your website? Yeah, in fact, Jericho was in on this. And Jericho was on the phone with these people, and I don't pay Jericho. So I finally said, hey, dude, I don't want you to spend one more second on this. Let me do this. So I then take it over. And so the GoDaddy guy's like, yeah, it's going to cost you $79 for 3 travel tickets. I'm like, okay, well, I don't really have a choice. So, sure, fix it. Give him my descriptions of what the problem is. And, he's talking basically another language. And then he says, hey, I noticed while talking with you, and I am able to see your site, you're a podcaster. I go, well, yes, I am. Yes. And he proceeds to tell me that he had done a few podcasts with some buddies, like every other person in America, and they loved it. And then it dried up. There was something they did during COVID, whatever. And he's giving me the whole, while he's working, he's talking to me. So we're having this conversation. And then as we're wrapping it up, I go, so look, Ty, you need to listen to my show. So I actually sold him on the show. I go, here's what's up. Though you can't see it on the website, go to any podcasting platform and look up Eric Zane Show Podcast. And I just finished a podcast today. And you got to listen to it, Ty. And he's like, oh, yeah. I go, well, yeah, I just almost cut my foot off. I got into I badly cut myself with a chainsaw, and it's a great story. You got to hear this fucking story, Ty. And he goes, well, it turns out I got to get on an airplane, and I'm always looking for something to listen to. I see you right there, and I see the show that you just did, episode 917. I said, that's right, Ty. He goes, all right, Eric, I got it down. I go, you're going to love it. And don't be a stranger. Ty, the GoDaddy guy. And so I don't think he's going to hear this Patreon because he's not on Patreon yet. But I said to him, I go, there's means to reach out to me, Ty, the GoDaddy guy. So after you hear the show, don't be a stranger. Reach out to me. And I know you're going to tell me that you love it and you're a huge fan. And you're probably going to start a Facebook group and then come over my house one day. Hopefully not. And then I can tip them off about telling this story right here about Ty the GoDaddy guy on Patreon. That's how you hook them. So that was sweet. Okay. Off and running. Also, since I finished up the first podcast, let's see. I have gotten some correspondence about, the usual well wishes from the old injury thing here that happened with the stupid chainsaw. Rob T writes this. Get well. Hello, Eric. Sorry to hear about the injury. I'm also so glad you weren't more seriously hurt. That would have been terrible. I had put in a guess and a donation for the marathon. Please don't worry about that. I don't care about a drawing or anything. Just happy to donate something to help. That's very kind of you, Rob. Glad your injury didn't interrupt regular podcasting. That's one thing about you. You never quit. And that's one of the reasons I support you. Thank you, Rob. You're very kind. I told him that I appreciated it. He follows up with, I didn't mean that to sound like I want you to podcast, even if you're in terrible pain and injured. You probably should take some time off this week and recover. Nah. What I meant was whether you're getting fired from radio stations or dealing with crazy fans who think they run your show or whatever it is, you always hang in there and come back and succeed. So I appreciate your general work, ethic, and persistence. Well, Rob, I appreciate you. Very good. You're very kind. Also, after I wrapped up the first show, I don't know what happened there. I think my brain just froze, I should say. And it's still freezing. I heard from 2 people. Now, okay, I don't want you to take this the wrong way. One of you in the audience in particular, Sarah, there is no malice there when you sent me a very descriptive email about what happened to one of your loved ones when they got into a fight with a chainsaw. You do recall, though, that on the show, I did make it very clear about how descriptors and things like that were what knocked me out when I had that vasovagal syncope, which freaked out Diana and I passed out. It was so much of a concern for the emergency room doctor. She said, try to lay low and avoid things that could cause this to happen. Again, I don't want you to lose consciousness again, you puss. And so, you know, as I described the scenario to you about my foot that I hurt, I was I actually was, for my own well-being, was guarded in the way I described it, other than the comment, my foot has a vagina on it. Sarah wrote, I hope you heal fast. That would have been awesome. However, new sentence. My dad was cutting up over his head in the 80s, and the chainsaw kicked back and sliced him from his eyebrow up to his hairline. Dear God. Horrible zigzag cut. All sorts of dirt and wood chunks in it. And the nurse, my hands are tingling right now. And the nurse said it was like putting a puzzle together. Whoa. Let me know if you need the crutches. She was offering me crutches. I wrote, thank you so much. I think I'm all set, though. I just walk slowly. She wrote, P.S. Dear Meathead, are rubber shoes appropriate when using a chainsaw? All right. And then I see Nate is in attendance. Nate, this asshole, his was even more profound and stupid. He sent me an image, which I haven't seen, and with it was text. It said, here's what I did, and he used some descriptive words that I don't remember seeing because I stopped reading at that point. I knew that there was an image there of a portion of his body that had been damaged by something. I don't know what. And so I closed my eyes like I was watching the movie Smile. I kind of opened it up enough just to be able to figure out what I was doing and deleted the entire thread. And then I started a new text to him and I wrote, I did not look at it and I deleted it. Okay, assholes. Do you want me to fall and hit my head? I'm obviously have shown a real weakness that I have now. So, you know, holy shit. I could have done without that, Nate.